All right, let's start the next Mishnah. Yayin Nesech. All right, we have to cut short our inquiry into the last topic. But let's continue in the next Mishnah. All right, so like I said to you in the email, what you have over here, just to get you ready, is you have this Mishnah on Ayin Dalet, right? It talks about how you take care of, whether there is any resolution, when the if there's any way to be misaking the tarovas of Yayin Nesech and Yayin. And then you have the Mishnah on Mem Tes Amud Beis that has a similar question and a different answer. So we'll take this Mishnah now, and then we'll try to see, go to that Mishnah and see the if they're how they work out together. Okay? All right, so let's take this one first. Go ahead. Yayin Nesech. Who's got it? Okay, so if Yayin Nesech falls into a pit of Yayin, so it's all Asur Bahana. It's all Asur Bahana. Okay. And what? And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, that what? Go ahead. He says what? Sell everything. Sell everything to a guy, except for the value of the Yayin Nesech that's in it. Except for the value of the Yayin Nesech that's in it. Okay. So this Mishnah is definitely talking about what? Yayin Nesech Shenofel Lebor. It means liquid in liquid, no?
Yayin.
It means Yayin B'Yayin. Right? That's what Rashi said earlier in the the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel, remember? In the Gemara on Ayin Gimel, he said, how could they learn Yayin Nesech would be bottle when it falls into Kasher Yayin? What about the next Mishnah? Right? So you had to say it was the whole barrel fell in at once and broke. But a boar is not filled with barrels of wine. A boar is filled with wine. So Yayin Nesech Shenofel Lebor, according to the way we paskin, it means any amount, because we hold Yayin Nesech is also bekolshu. We hold Yayin Nesech is also bekolshu. That's the way Rashi paskin the last weekend on Ayin Gimel. So if you're wondering, so why did Rashi say in the prior Mishnah it was a chavis? Is that bothering anyone? I know we didn't spend enough time on the last Mishnah, but that was bothering me for a long time. Why does Rashi Dafka say in the other case Yayin Nesech is a chavis be'elef chavios, when in fact he holds one drop of Yayin Nesech is also usher in 1,000 gallons of Yayin? Why does he say, why does he insist that the Mishnah is talking about chavios? I mean, it's true that Mishnah is talking about the Darvish of Minyan, but it's possible that Rashi held that it's a bigger chiddush when it's chavis be'chavis. Because when there's one drop of yayin in a big vat of yayin, so there really is a mixture of the yayin and the yayin. That's what we call a lach balach. It's a mixture of the substances together. But yavish biyavish is different. If each one is on its own, so you could say maybe you'll say go bus or rov. Now there is in a certain sense a kula by the yavish biyavish, because you can say each one. You can say I have discrete entities, rove of which are kosher, so I can say I can go bus a rove. But when they're all mixed together, you can't, because in every drop there's a mashu of, in every part there's a mashu of the Yayin Nesech. But anyway, so but the fact of the matter is we hold Yayin Nesech is also b'kol shehu when it's Yayin b'Yayin too. It seems it's an extra chiddush to say even a chavis b'chavis, okay, according to Rashi. But anyway, that was the other sugya. So what's the din? So you have Yayin Nesech falls into your boar, it's all Asur B'Hana. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you can sell everything except for the Dmei Yayin Nesech Shebo. Okay, so what's the machlokas? Can we understand the machlokas here? What do you say? Who do you like? Okay. Alright, so let's get all the facts straight and then we'll come back. So it's like this. Omar Rav. Halacha, Rav Moshe ben Gamliel, chavis b'chavios, aval lo yayin b'yayin. So it's unusual, right? It's an unusual thing that you have machlokas tanaim, right? Rav Moshe ben Gamliel is matir yayin b'yayin, chachamim aser yayin b'yayin, and Rav is going to make a pshara. He says, we hold like Rav Moshe ben Gamliel when it's chavis b'chavios, but not yayin b'yayin. So what's chavis b'chavios? Rashi says, what's chavis b'chavios? Yeah. V'shoko chada v'shodi b'nara. V'einach nishtiru b'ana. Oh, yeah. So you take one and you throw it into the river. Yeah. See, the Rashash changes the girsa in Rashi. He says like this. He says, Chavis b'chavis, dishakil d'mei chada v'shadi b'nara. Kein near the tzarech lomar. Makes a little more sense. Makes a little more sense. Meaning to say, you take the demei chavis, take the demei chada, vishadi binara. You take the, you know, you sell the whole thing, and then you take off the amount of money that was worth one barrel, and you throw it out. As you sell the guy buys all of the barrels, you figure out the value of each barrel, and you take that amount of money and you toss it. Right? Not that you throw one barrel out before you get started. Because that's not chutz midmei yayin nesach. That's a different tikkun. That's not the same kind of an idea. Well, yeah, you didn't know, right?
Yeah. Isn't that problematic, though? Because if you're selling all of them, then you're selling one more barrel. You're making a different purchase with the guy. So it could be that you're getting a hana out of the purchase, the fact that you're even selling more.
Okay, so you like Rabbanan. But why doesn't it mean, why doesn't Rashi learn to just deduct it off of the price? Right? Why doesn't he learn just charge him one barrel less? Right? I think we discussed this once. Why?
You're getting something from that, from that deal. Like,
yeah, what are you getting? What's
so
that?
You're hooking him up, so.
That's right. In other words, you're giving him a matnas chinam, right? Yeah. And you're getting, you're being a nene from it because you're giving him a deal, right? Okay, you get something in return. You get some what?
That's swaying the deal. Like he's
yeah,
buying,
or
he's
you're doing him a favor.
Right.
So it's dafka that you want to, it's dafka you you charge them the whole thing, right? So then you're not giving away yayin nesach, you're not doing a matnas chinam, you're not giving away to a friend something. But then you don't want it to be included in what you get, so you toss it.
What's that different?
What's that?
Why is that different than just throwing one barrel into the river?
It's very different. It's very different. We'll think about that. But go ahead. As you throw one into the river, so what right do you have to say that was the one that was the Ayin Esach? How do you know you did anything? So now now you have 99 barrels and one of them is the Ayin Esach, and you're still going to get the full price of 99 barrels, right?
Well, the effect would be you're selling.
The effect is you're just being an idiot. You're just destroying one. You're destroying one barrel, and now you're starting out with 99. So, now you're starting out with 99.
But why would you reevaluate?
Huh?
Why would you reevaluate if you hold that the first throwing out is effective?
No, we don't hold that way. We're not holding that way.
Well,
I think the Rashash is right. I think the Rashash is right. I don't think you can learn it the other way. I mean, let's learn it the other way. How are you going to say it? Toss one. First of all, it's not mashma from the lashon. That's what it means. It's not my, that's not what it says. Yimkar kulo lov dechavim chutz mi demei yayin nesach shabo. Shabo means in all of them.
Oh, I thought shabo was time
to... Huh?
It also says yimkar kulo.
Kulo, yeah. It's difficult. And anyway, how are you going to do that by yayin b'yayin? How are you going to have a corresponding idea by yayin b'yayin? Right? So he says, "Oval yayin shenesayir b'yayin kulo osir b'hana." So that's the way Rav learns. Okay? So Rav learns that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's idea is good by chavis b'chavis, but not good by yayin b'yayin. V'shmuel amar filu yayin b'yayin. The chain omer Rabbi Barachan omer Rabbi Yochanan a fibu yayin b'yayin. So it's machlokas. Whether we between Rav and Shmuel, whether we hold that Rabbi Gamliel's heter works by yayin b'yayin or only chavos b'chavos. So then you have a different deos here. Omar. Then the Gemara finally concludes. Omar Rav Nachman halacha lemaisa yayin nesech yayin b'yayin aser. Chavis b'chavis mutter, stam yayin, afilu yayin b'yayin mutter. Yayin nesach mamish, this is halach l'maisa, lahoros l'maisa. Yayin nesach mamish, chavis b'chavis mutter, behano chutz midmei osa chavis. Not the one you threw into the ocean. Ovo yayin b'yayin, kulo osa b'ano. Stam yayinam, afilu yayin b'yayin mutter b'ano, chutz midmei osa yayin v'chein halacha. Okay, so now let's see if we can define the... We have to define two things, right? We have to define the machlokas in general between the Rabbanah and the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel. And then we have to define the difference between Chavis v'Chavis and Yayin b'Yayin and why it makes sense to say that, in other words, when you're defining the machlokas of Chavis and Chavis and Yayin and Yayin, it has to be a definition that allows you to use them both in different situations. So if you're going to say chavis b'chavis is the only possibility, then you're over-defining. Because we conclude that we use both of them, just in the more chumrah situation we use chavis b'chavis, and yayin b'yayin we use in the less chumrah situation. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm just heading you off. If your far starts off saying chavis b'chavis is the only possibility, then you're not going to be able to answer halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa means that yayin b'yayin and chavis b'chavis both partake of a certain concept, but chavis b'chavis has a certain something extra that we're going to use it even by yayin esach, whereas yayin b'yayin we're just going to use it by stam yinam. So it's a tall order, but you have to know where you're headed before you... Before you head out. So what do you say?
Can't eat it.
Alright, let's take a quick look at the Tosas over here, because he has an important point. Okay, Tosas, go ahead. Who wants to read Tosas? Mayor, go ahead.
Amarav.
Yep.
Amarav halacha karishimin aliyam chavi. Zamar yimpar kulu v'chavim kulu. V'chema, v'im tomar. Chi palag rishimin aliyam astam mitin.
So he's sticking with that. He's sticking with that Mishnah. He's sticking with his interpretation, like Rashi, that the prior Mishnah was Chavis b'Chavios, right? So he's sticking with that. So in other words, he's saying, and that's why he doesn't ask on the Mishnah. It's interesting, right? Tosis reserves his question for Rav. Why? Shot-wise, why? Because Rav is saying Chavis b'Chavios. You could have learned the Mishnah Yayin b'Yayin, and then the earlier and then the prior Mishnah was Chavis b'Chavios, so it wouldn't be a stira, right? But once Rav says Chavis b'Chavios, now you have a stira. It's very difficult to understand. It's very difficult to understand why yayin b'yayin would be, you'd have the heter of chutz midmei yayin nesach shabo more than chavis b'chavios, but pshat-wise, He's saying that until Rav says it's chavos b'chavios, it's not a direct stira to the prior Mishnah. Yeah. Right. So no. So why is it a bigger kasha to say chavos b'chavios? Right. I mean, why is it? Why is it that if it was yayin be yayin in the Mishnah, then chavos b'chavios wouldn't work, right? It's pshat wise. You with me on the pshat?
No.
Okay. Pshat questions like this. Tosfos learned like Rashi on the prior Mishnah. Meaning what? That yayin nesech is aser b'kolshu, means a barrel of yayin nesech is aser in however many barrels you want to mix it in with. Bechol mokom shehu. Right? That's chavis b'chavios. Chavis b'chavios is aser b'kolshu. Right? Now, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, yayin b'yayin is not really aser b'kolshu, because you can sell it all, just chutz mid me'yayin nesach shabo. Correct? Right? And Tosus is saying, as long as you learn that Mishnah of Yayin as Yayin be Yayin, it's not a stira with the previous Mishnah. Because the previous Mishnah says Chavis Bechavios is Aser. This one is Yayin be Yayin. It's not really Aser because you can fix it. Right? So what's the difference? Why would you say that Chavis Bechavios, but it implies if it was Chavis Bechavios, you couldn't do anything to fix it. No? It seems easier to fix with Chavis B'Chavios. So why would you say on the contrary? Because that's how we hold. L'maskana, we hold Chavis B'Chavios is easier because it works even by Yayin Nesach. And Yayin B'Yayin is harder because it doesn't work by Yayin Nesach. So why is there Havamina and Tosus to say the Chavis B'Chavios would be more difficult? Because Dabar should mean, exactly. That's what the Ron brings up, right? That's the point that Ron was making.
Because
you might say, Dover Sheb and Minyan is a Dover Chashev you can't play this trick with. This trick won't work when the Isser itself is Chashev. So maybe you learn like this, that this is a heter of Chutz Midmei Yayin Nesach Shebo. Maybe the heter doesn't work when the Isser is really a Dover Chashev. So maybe you can learn the Mishnah. The first Mishnah is Chavis B'Chavios. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no, there's no heter because the Isser is Chashuv. But over here, it's not Chashuv. So we're able to be Matir, a non-Chashuv Isser, through this idea of Chutz Midmei Yayin Nesach Shebo. But not a Chashuv Isser. Gil. Right? Now, we're just deducing that from Tosus. Since he asked the question, Dafka, when he got to the Chavis B'Chavios case, now it's a steerer to the prior Mishnah. That means as long as you learned Yayin B'Yayin, it wasn't a steerer to the prior Mishnah. Why? Because Yayin B'Yayin is not, the Isser is not Choshev. So maybe Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's Heter is on because the Isser is not Choshev. It's not Nikr B'Makom, it's not Nikr and Choshev. But a nicker and chashuv entity of Isser, maybe Rebbe Shmuel wouldn't matter. Okay? But once Rav says that even chavis b'chavios this works by, then he has a question, how is it against the Mishnah? How is it against the earlier Mishnah? That's right. Right. No, it was the premise of the question, and this is what Tosfos is going to change in his answer. But the premise of the question is when the Mishnah said Elu Asur and Va'osin Bekol Shehu, it means permanently, right? And now this Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying not permanent. So if he's talking about the same case, then that would be a stira, right? So that's why Tosfos says that's why Tosfos raises the question here. How could it be that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said earlier that it's Chavis B'Chavios is Aser, and now Rav is saying it's not. It's not Aser B'Hana. Because all you have to do is you just sell everything Chutz Midmei Yayin Nesach Shebo. Point. So he says, no, you can learn them both together and it's not a stira. What did Rebbe Shimon Gamliel hold? What does he hold? He holds that if I have one barrel of Yayin Nesach mixed into the 100 barrels of Yayin that's kosher, what does the Mishnah mean, Asurin ve'osrin b'kol shehu? It means there's no bittul. So what does it mean there's no bittul? It means what? What does it mean there's no bittul? Each one on its own, I have to treat it like it's usher. I can't take one barrel and sell it. And I can't take all the barrels and sell them one at a time. Why? Because I have a tarovus of Yayin Nesach in the barrels. And there's no bittul. So I must treat each barrel like isser. So any one barrel that I pick out and I try to sell is going to be an isser.
Each
one we treat like a possibility that it's the Yayin Nesach. So I can't sell any one barrel individually, and I can't sell all the barrels individually. But this Mishnah is saying something different. Go ahead. But this Mishnah is telling you something different, telling you to sell all of them as one lot without the price of the, without the cost of the Yayin Nesach. So he's showing you that it's not a matter of bittul. Really, simultaneously, we are considering them all asur. We are considering each one individually like isur. And we can't relate to each one as heter. That's why the pshat and Rashi wouldn't really work out, because even if I throw one into the nohar, I'm still selling. If I still sell one at a time, it's going to be a problem, right? But it's a different kind of a heter. It's a heter that even though each one individually I treat like isser. So how do I get out of the problem? So what am I saying? It's true, I have to treat each one like isser, but what? So what's the idea of the heter? Yeah. Bittul. No, it's not bittul, because bittul would mean that there's no isser in the tarovas, and everything would be mutul agamri. That's what bittul would mean.
Yeah, you're making everything else that had the status of isser now mutul.
No, I'm not. Because all of those barrels are going to remain asur b'shtiyah.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's really no bittul. All of the barrels remain asur b'shtiyah. So what is the heter? What am I doing? Right? I mean, it defies mathematics. Each one is worth nothing. But when you add them up, they're worth a lot. Adding up more and things that are worthless, actualize, it becomes very valuable. Yeah, so what are you saying, Chaim? So Chaim is trying to say like this, that what? That when I treat them individually, I have no choice but to say each one maybe is the bad one. So I can't use any one individually. But in reality, I know that there's only one that's a problem. So if I take them all at once, and I sell it I take it all at once, then what? So who knows, what does the chutz midmei yayin nesach shebo do for you? What does it do? In other words, what is the removing the midmei yayin nesach shebo doing for you? That's my question. What is it doing for you? You see, yeah, it removes what?
Any benefit that you'd be getting from the bad barrel.
It removes the benefit that I'm getting from the barrel. That's true. But is it just a matter of your net worth can't be increased by this barrel? So just toss. That's like the Shita and Rashi. That's like the mistake in Girsa and Rashi. Your net worth can't be increased by the value of the barrel. So destroy one barrel, and now your net worth is not increased by that amount. Now, is it just like you gotta have your balance sheet? right? So you have Isra Hana. Isra Hana can't increase your assets. So if I know I have an Isra Hana worth one barrel in my asset column, so I've got to lower the asset column by one barrel, and that's fine. Is that what's going on here?
So
yeah.
You're asking on the case when you destroy it, basically?
I'm not learning right. I don't think that gears is right. I think the right gears is...
Right now, yeah. Right.
Yeah. So what do you say?
No, it's just getting rid of the Hana.
No, that's the question. Is it getting rid of the Hana? Is it getting rid of the Hana? Hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
If anything, isn't it the opposite? So it's like each one is worth nothing to him. So this is allowing him to get all this Hana.
What's that?
Without that, he couldn't have enough.
Meaning
that one barrel is allowing him the whole thing to...
Well, what do you say about Rashi, though? I'm not so sure anymore. What do you say about this Rashi? What's the gear that he has in the Rosh Hash? Throw the value of one in the ocean. That's what it is? Yeah. Now, you see, the Ron says what? He says, "V'roy lesa efshar dekevan demochra chutz mido meha chashvinan lekilu hukra v'notla." So, what does that mean? Hukra v'notla. What does that mean? See, I think what the Ron means like this. Yeah, Chaim.
Yeah, I feel like selling it allows you to define one dollar as the benefit. From the Yainesef. When they're all mixed as Yainesef, you can't pick one and say this is the Nesef and this is not the Nesef.
Right.
But when you sell it, you're allowed to say that this monetary unit is the unit of benefit from the Yainesef and the other ones are the monetary units of benefit from the other unit.
Correct. In other words, when you sell them all, what's the problem of selling each one? That each one might be the Yainesef. So now each one is a shame of Isser, of Yayinesach. So I'm going to be Nene from the Tarovis, from something that has a shame of Tarovis Yayinesach. But Rem Shimon Gamliel, and that's apparently is the Svar of the Rabbanon too, right? So there's no difference between each individual one and all of them. So I'm just doing more Isser. I'm just doing more Isser at once. Selling one at a time is selling one would be usser. Selling 100 is 100 times just doing the isser, doing more isser at once. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's heter is like this. That what? How do you want to say it, Chaim?
No,
is he saying selling the whole lot means now that I'm assigning value per barrel. Right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
See, it seems to me like this. They're saying, by selling everything chutz mi demei yayin nesach shebo, it's a way of excluding the yayin nesach shebo from the sale. It's a way of, in other words, I'm saying there are 100 barrels. I don't know which one is the Yayin Nesach. But he's saying it's sufficient to, if I exclude one, that's what the Ron means. It's like it's hukar v'nitla. It's like it's not in the sale. I don't know which one is which. But I can say that by selling everything chutz mi demei Yayin Nesach shebo, it's as if I'm saying now in the sale, the entity, the Yayin Nesach itself, because the derech of mechira is to convert the cheftza into a monetary entity. So now I'm saying in the sale of the entire lot, and I'm excluding the value of one of them, so memela, I'm not selling all of them. Memela, I'm excluding one of them really from the sale. In terms of being a nene from selling the Yayin Nesach, it's a way to exclude one of them from the sale, from that hanah of mechira. So then he holds, that's his heter. He holds, then I'm allowed to sell them all. why. The only reason I can't sell them one at a time is because each one has the shame of Yayin Nesach. And individually, and then I'm going to be selling them one at a time. I'm just going to be selling a chefza as a shame of Isser Yayin Nesach. But if I take the whole lot and I deduct one unit from the value of the sale to me, then what? Then the mechira doesn't have the shame. I'm able to remove from the hanoas mechira the shame of Yayin Ezech. Now, this makes sense to me if you're going to learn that you just really, I mean, certainly the simplest pshat is if you really just exclude that amount from the sale. A little bit confused. I'm not sure about Rashi, because Rashi sounds like he's saying, first you get rid of the Dmei Yayin Ezech, right? Then you sell them all. Right? Now, Rashi's order is funny to me. First he says, take the value of the of Yayin Nesach and throw it out. Right? Then they're all mutter bano. Right? Because I mean, he's trying to work it out that if you set aside money connected one of the barrels ahead of time, then even though you're getting money for all of it, it's like you're only getting money for 99.
I thought by throwing it out, you're designating one as the Dmei Yayin Nesach.
You're designating one as the Dmei Yayin Nesach. All right, I hear what you're saying. So let's just see if we can, yeah, go ahead.
How'd you get around the whole problem of that you're giving the guy manas chinam?
Oh, so I mean, that's why Rashi does that. That's why Rashi does that. He doesn't want to give the guy manas chinam. He throws out one money before and charges the guy the full price. But what's the machlokas between the question of so what's the machlokas between Rabbanan and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? It was Rav Shimon Gamliel saying, since the Isser is Ayidei Ta'aroves, right, it's Ayidei Ta'aroves, so then, as long as I treat it as the Ta'aroves, I can still maintain the identity of the Isser and the Heter. Right? In other words, on a one-to-one, Rav Shimon Gamliel is learning like this, saying, look, how did every barrel become Usser individually? Only because it's included in the tarovus of barrels, right? It's a mixture of 100 barrels. One of them is usher. So ayidei tarovus, all of the barrels become usher individually, right? But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's idea is that if I treat it, though, as the original entity of tarovus, I can still maintain the distinction between the isser and the ne'esar. Between the Osir and the Nasa. You understand? As long as I still treat it as the Cheftza of the Ta'aroves, I can still separate between the cause and the effect. As long as I, you understand what I'm trying to say? But if I take each one individually, now I have no choice but to say each one is a shame of a Nasa. But as long as I go back to the thing, to the original form of the Tarovas, when it's clearly an entity of one Heftz of Isser affecting 99 barrels, and I treat the entity, now the Shimon Gamliel's idea is, I can treat the entity of the Tarovas differently than I can treat each barrel. Because the entity of the Tarovas still has intrinsic in it the concept of the Heter and the Isser. So if I take the whole Heftz of Tarovas, I can sell it chutz mi'dmei yayin nesach shebo. Why? Because you can't tell me I have to treat each barrel as iser atzmo. This is the tarovus itself, where the iser was, where the iser began, and the tarovus itself, it has a shame of tarovus. That's what it has. It's a shame of iser mixed with heter. So in the original, as long as I'm dealing with the whole tarovus, that allows me to treat it and differentiate within it, to treat it as a mixture of Isser and Heter, and be nene only from the Heter and not from the Isser. Whereas the Rabbanan say, it's true it became Asr Ayidei Tairoves, but once it became Asr Ayidei Tairoves, the shame Tairoves we don't look at anymore. Now we look at each individual barrel as a Hefza Shelisser. And you can no longer go back and say, well, I'll treat it like a whole Tairoves and filter out the Isser from the Heter. Now that's the question over here. Individually, after the Tairoves, each one individually has a shame of Isser. That's why you can't sell each one on its own. Can't sell 99 and then say, well, when I get to the last one, everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, you can't sell 99 and when I get to the last one, throw it out. Right? It's not a matter that he holds. You have to not get hanah from one of the barrels. It's each individual barrel we definitely have to treat as Isser. The only thing is, he holds, that's only when you're treating them as individuals. But when you treat it as the Tairoves itself, then in the shame Tairoves always maintains the distinction between the Isser and the Nasar. And therefore I can sell it Chutz Midmei Nesach Shabo. You understand? Eliyahu, you understand what I'm trying to say? Okay. So what's the difference between Yayin B'Yayin and Chavis B'Chavis? Why would we say there's a Chumrah? Why would it be more Machmir by Yayin B'Yayin than by Chavis B'Chavis? By Yayin Nesach, we're only allowed if it's Chavis B'Chavis. But Stam Yin and we're Mekel and even B'Yayin B'Yayin. What's the differentiation? What's the distinction? In other words, it seems that there's a chumrah of Yayin Nesach that it's true in terms of the theory. We could say that it's the same, even if it's Yayin B'Yayin. But, well, let's see if we get a little better. What do you want to say? Well, give me a chilek between Yayin B'Yayin and Chavis and Chavis. What's the chilek between Yayin B'Yayin and Chavis and Chavis? What do you say? So I would say like this. Let me offer you a possibility. In terms of total hanah, there's no difference. In either case, he's not being a nene from the substance of Yayin Nesach. Even if it's Yayin B'Yayin.
From Shasiyah?
What's that?
From Shasiyah?
No, from the sale. Okay. Even if I have a gallon of Yayin Nesach and 10 gallons of Yayin Shel Heter, so I'll just sell it at the value of 10 gallons. Well, I'll sell 11 gallons and throw out $1 for the 10. So in terms of the effect of being a nene, there's no difference. There's no difference if it's Yayin B'Yayin or Chavis B'Chavis. In terms of Chutz Midmei Yayin Nesach Shabo, I can do Chutz Midmei Yayin Nesach Shabo in either case. So what's the difference? If the heter is Chutz Midmei Yayin Nesach Shabo, what's the difference if it's Yayin B'Yayin or Chavis B'Chavis? So maybe the possibility is like this. That it's true in terms of the effect of hanah, there's no difference. But in terms of excluding the chef, in terms of excluding the yayin nesach from the appearance of the maisa mechira, it's only possible if the yayin nesach is a separate individual entity. In other words, there's a separate chumrah he holds by Yayin Nesach, that it shouldn't be included in one Maisa Mechira, in the Maisa Mechira of the Yayin Kasha. In other words, in terms of the Hanah, I'm always going to back out the Hanah. But if I had 11 gallons of Yayin, you can't view it as anything but one sale. It's one entity and one Maisa Mechira. Whereas if it's 11 barrels, I can say my das really is I'm selling 10 of these barrels. I don't know which one is excluded, but whatever, there'll be a braver that the one that's Yayin Nesach is not included in my Maisa Mechira. You understand? There's a difference between, by the Chumrah of Yayin Nesach, we want it to have to actually be separate and separable, as opposed to saying it's included in the Mechira, but I'm just going to deduct the benefit. It should be like the Ran says, It has to be that this process makes it like it's nitla, hukra v'nitla. But it has to be an independent, separable entity that I can say, in my mind, I'm only selling, in my mind, the Maisa Mechira is really relating to only 10 entities. 10 out of the 11. But 11 gallons or 10 gallons, you don't sell it by the gallon when you're selling one barrel of 11 gallons. You're selling the barrel. So it's true, in effect, you're not going to be in effect, you can still separate out the Hanos Yayin Nesach in either case. But we hold, because of the Chumra of Yayin Nesach, the Gavra shouldn't do a Maisa. The Maisa Mechira, when it's inseparable from the Maisa Mechira's Heter, we don't apply the apply the din of Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Unless you can say that the Maisa Mechiros itself are individual entities of Mechira, and therefore, it's a higher degree of separation. I can say really, it's like my Mechira was not even related to the Yayin Nesach. As opposed to the barrel of 11 gallons, I'm going to have to say I sold all 11 at once, and I'm just burning the value of one. So it's a Chumrah. It's a Chumrah. Our idea is a Chumrah. It's a Chumrah by Yayin Nesach not to be Osek. By Yayin Nesach, we're only Matir if we can remove the effect and the Maisa. The effect is the Hano, but the Maisa should be that it's that the barrels are individual, so it can be Ki'ilu, I'm not selling one barrel at all. But you can't say it when it's Yayin B'Yayin. Because it's one entity. It's one entity.
No matter how much you pour out.
Okay? It's not Me'ikar Adin. Me'ikar Adin, it would work. Meikar Adin is the same, but that's what we mean. We're machmer by the Yayin Nesach for an extra chumrah. Even b'maisa, it should be distinct. Okay.
So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel just holds that you don't is the effect.
Right, that's correct. Just has to be that you're not nen. Apparently, that was machlok between Rav and Shmuel. Right, Rav held. I don't know. I'm not sure. It seems like Rav held. I'm not sure what Rav held. Was it Rav saying that it doesn't seem like anyone's arguing what Rav Shimon Gamliel himself held, right? Just they're arguing about what we hold. But yeah, the idea of Rav Shimon Gamliel is it applies Yayin B'Yayin or Chavis Chavis, because that's the idea. As long as it's still the original Taroves, so I can treat the Isser and the Heter separately. The only thing is, we're mach by Yayin Nesach itself. That's not enough. We have to have a bigger hecker. There has to be a bigger hecker to the individual that he's in his mind, he's not even involved in the Mechira, in the Maisa Mechira of Yayin Nesach. It's like he's removing it bidaito from the Maisa Mechira. But that's not possible if it's an integral part of the thing that you're selling. If it's units, I can do that. But not if it's a fusion of Yayin and Yayin. There's a certain sensitivity to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan was sensitive in Yayin Nesach not to get a person accustomed to the feeling like he's dealing in Yayin Nesach. It's that type of a chumrah. You understand? It's not a Me'ikar Adin type of thing. Okay, stop here.